Blog Talk Radio.
All my life I had to fight. All my life I hard times like yeah, bad trips like yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the bass down. Skimming, now let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. But pretty Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a f***ing gangsta in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me?
Live at the mall. I can see the evil. I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner. Put the candy. Painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket. In a profit. Big enough to feed you. Every day my logic. Get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it. Be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog. My dog, that's all. Sit back and chat. I shut the back for y'all. I rap. I black on tracks. So rest assured. My rights, my wrongs. I write till I'm right with God. When you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
What up, y'all? What's up? What's happening? It's your homeboy, TTV, man. Tone the Bishop, man. Live and direct, you know what I'm saying? It's like 1,000 degrees outside. So if you're living in Vegas, AZ, or LA, or somewhere like that, make sure you got your AC on and pay your bill. You know what I'm saying? Because it's real hot out here. But anyway, it's June 1st, you know what I'm saying, the first day. Actually, this is the 8th anniversary of AGFR. So I've been on the air for 8 years. I just thought about that. So congrats to myself. Thanks a lot, Bishop. You've been doing good. But anyway, we're going to be rocking today with a very beautiful, talented, gifted, you know what I'm saying, poet, artist, entrepreneur, business-minded, cool, kind of collector type of, you know what I'm saying, person. She is real dope. She's real talented. We're going to be rocking with Miss Chyna. You know what I mean? So we're going to bring her up in. Peace, Queen. What's going on with you?
How you doing?
Good to hear you. You too. How you been? How you been doing?
Good. Very good. Just got back from a spiritual festival, so I'm still absorbing the transcendence experience that I had while I was there. So it's all good.
Nice. Mm-hmm. We gonna talk about that because I'm real curious to hear about that. But for those that don't know, tell us where you're from and, you know what I'm saying, where you're coming from.
Born and raised in Los Angeles. I moved just north of Hollywood when I was four years old, and this is where I've been ever since. So I'm a native L.A. Cali girl.
Cool. That's what's up. West Coast in the building, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, for sure. So how did you get involved in, like, poetry, slams, and stuff like that, like open wording? Like, how did you get involved in that? Like, how did you get to start?
You know, I've been writing since I was a kid and just experimented with it on and off. I didn't know at the time what spoken word was. I just wrote. And, you know, I was married for a while, and in that marriage, my writing couldn't flourish. So once the marriage ended, it seemed like I had a whole bunch of new material to put together. And I just started writing, and I started wondering and, you know, seeing if I could possibly speak this out loud and see what that would feel like. And I don't know how it just came about, but it did. And I found a beloved friend of mine, Miss Alice Thomas, and she had a meetup ad going. And I reached out to her, found out where her open mic spot was. And I believe it was January of 2012. That was the first time I ever stepped to the mic.
Nice.
Uh-huh. And it was a wonderful experience. And I've been addicted to it ever since.
Wow. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So when you first got on stage, when you first opened your mouth, you looked into the crowd or you closed your eyes, like, what was running through your whole mind before you even got up there? Was you nervous or was you prepared or, like, what was going on?
You know, honestly, I was so afraid. And I was so afraid to look out into the crowd. I just thought, let me read this, because it was a personal challenge of mine. It wasn't that someone asked me to. It was something I wanted to see if I could do it. I was reading off paper, and my hands were so shaky I could barely read the words on the paper. And my goal was to read it and get off and hopefully be forgotten immediately, because I just knew I was going to do a horrible job.
Right.
And to my surprise, you know, people would come up to me afterwards, they're like, oh, my God, that was really powerful. Thank you for sharing that. You touched me or you made me cry. And I had no idea, you know. I've done a lot of transformational work. I've done a lot of spiritual work. So I knew that I could affect people in other ways. I could counsel people. I could help people. But I didn't know that I could do it through my words. And when people were approaching me, you know, they would hit me up on Facebook. They're like, hey, can you come out next week? Because I'd really love to see you perform again. I'm like, wait, who? Are you talking about me? Are you sure you're talking about me? And it just became a love affair immediately.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. I thought I lost the signal for a minute, but it's all good. So,
no, I'm here.
What's your name? China. But it looked like it's spelled like China. So, like, how did you come up with that? And, you know, what's the meaning behind it?
Well, I am Thai and Salvadorian, so I am biracial. And I was the first Asian family member on my Hispanic side, and they were just tickled by seeing this little Asian girl with straight bone-straight hair walking around, you know, the farm in El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
And in Spanish, La Chinita means the little Chinese girl. And ever since, people have called me China. You know, Chinita, come here, or China, I need you for this. And it just stuck. And for a long time, I hated the name. You know, and then it just, it stuck so hard that I learned to love it, and I might even adopt it as a middle name because I don't have a middle name.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Wow, that's pretty cool. Like, so, like, being, you being biracial, like, did you have, like, any issues growing up, you know, like, in school and things like that that also kind of maybe contribute to your writing?
Yeah, absolutely. I was a strange child back then. You know, there weren't too many like me around in those. So it was the first time I'd ever experienced racism from the white folks. And my third grade year, I went to a private school. No, the only year that I went there because it was miserable. But it was the first time people would say, you know, what are you? Ew, you're disgusting. You're weird. You're strange. And, you know, it was the first time that I felt out of place.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to question what that meant. I really didn't know if there really was something wrong with me or if I was really ugly or, you know, just I felt just out of place. But luckily, L.A. is a huge melting pot. When I was able to go back to the public schools, I started to notice more and more people like me. And, I kind of stuck to myself for several years. I was a loner because I couldn't identify, you know, with different groups. You know, being Asian, I wasn't smart enough to be with all the super nerdy Asian kids. You know, I wasn't Spanish enough to be accepted into certain. It took a long time for me to be accepted by anybody, and I would roll around by myself until hip-hop. And hip-hop, because, you know, we have this natural rhythm in my family, and we all dance. We started dancing salsa and cumbias and stuff like that at home, and then my love for hip-hop grew, and then we would be watching MTV and BET and all these things, and we would try to learn all the dances. And then I would go to school and finally just jumped into a school dance, and people are like, whoa, you could actually move. And that's how I was kind of accepted into a group and grew my circle of friends from there.
Cool. So
mm-hmm.
I just want to know if we could see you dance right now as you can pose up a webcam. Could you please bust a move for us?
If I could dance for you right now?
Right now.
You know,
bust a hip-hop move.
You know, I'm real good with the sissy roll. I swear to God. I'm just kidding.
That's what's up.
I could groove real good. I could groove real good.
Nice. We got to see this, ladies and gentlemen. We got to see that bust a move one time. But since hip-hop is so glowing, so big, and I think a lot of people, like, overlook the hip-hop, but hip-hop actually brings people together from all backgrounds.
Mm, absolutely.
And, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to mm-hmm. hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? And that's what's up. So speaking of hip-hop, have you ever rapped? Like, bust over a beat?
No, I've always been intimidated because there's always people that could do it so well, I just take a seat. poetry was the first time that I could actually feel the rhythm. But still, I honor so many people. You know, one of my favorite poets, he's like a mentor to me. And, you know, I would listen to him and I would just say, you know what, I'm just going to sit down and just watch because he's just so brilliant at it. And, you know, watching everybody else, I stayed in my lane, so to speak. And poetry,
yeah.
Because I love to intertwine meanings and I love to swap words, to exchange meanings in between and create meanings in between the lines. It just became a passion, and then it became rhythm. But can I just go off the top of my dome? I'm still really nervous to do that. I get a little intimidated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what's up. Look at that, you know. I was a freestyle guy, but, you know, that was when I was younger, and I really didn't have no responsibility. So I probably can do it, though. It all depends, but it's all good. But, you know what I'm saying? I got a piece that I got from you, Spanking. Can you please tell us about it?
You know, over the last year or the last 2 years, I was able to experiment in the dominance and submission world with BDSM. I had a dominant, and it was my first experience being dominated. And it spiritually, again, with the transcendental experience, and really being able to push my own physical limits. And spanking was a part of the play. And I've always loved spanking just as a, you know, I'm a highly sexual individual, and I love what spanking does. Spanking doesn't even hurt, even though it's really hard. It just actually creates euphoria, releases so many endorphins that I actually get high off of it. And so that's what spanking is. And for a dominant or anyone who really enjoys giving a spanking during sex, it could create the energy where both parties are equally just as high, because there's such a feed off of energy in between both. And so your dominant will experience tingling of the hands. And, you know, someone like me, you know, my ass would probably be aching for that, you know, for the tap. So that's what the piece was about.
That was wow. Spanking, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I remember getting spanked as a kid. I was hurt, you know what I'm saying? But spanking.
It's a different way. There's definitely a different skill set on how to spank appropriately, because there is a, you know, you can cause a lot of damage if you do it the wrong way, you know, blood clots and so forth. So you have to, there are classes on how to spank appropriately. And, you know, I was able to experience it. And, you know, like I said, in previous relationships, you know, when I was married, I did enjoy that, but it was never done on this level. It's just I always wanted more. And this was a time that I actually experienced it and got the endorphins kick in, and there was no sting after a while. It just felt really, really good. And so when you are on that high and you drop from your high, you actually start to experience the craving. So it's like a drug, because the endorphins give you that same effect that a drug does. When the drug comes down, when you're off of that high, you start to crave like a drug addict.
Wow.
So that's your body to ache for it.
Where do I find that, though? Like, I'm just curious about it.
You're in Vegas, so there's plenty. There's a huge BDSM community in your city. You can just go online and Google and just say, you know, what BDSM clubs are there in my city, and you'll start to just see a whole bunch of sites and links, you know, things that you can join. And for anybody who is interested in being a part of BDSM, I suggest you do your research first before you just go, ta-da-da, I'm a dom now, because you can't.
Right.
You actually could cause damage. You could even kill a person if you do the shit wrong. So,
Interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play this beautiful piece called Spank It. Wow. We're going to get back to that just a little bit, but I do want to spend this jewel for you. So, ladies and gentlemen, check it out, Spanking by Chyna, and we're going to be right back.
It's raining, and a special kind of perversion is called for. Hands must travel towards that big apple bound, down that ample roundness in the cut. Spanked and clasped, ass begging for that fast and slow, so hard and steady in that tempo. But you mustn't be shy in your grip. Let both hands create that deep understanding so you both can get your fix, because it brings a crucial conflict to the mix when his hands are tingling and that ass is mingling with the thought and memory of it being so rough and so motherfucking necessary. I mean, because God damn, that shit is good. I may be inclined to lean over hoods, bare-bottomed and overstood, cheeks aching in the thaw, and my ass handed to me in the raw. Ooh, wee. And I'd be so grateful. Prayerful for another sting and stripe. Might make me sing to the heavens or even make me pen another poem. And when it's time, we'll be knowing. Because this ass will be dutifully in need for pounding thrust of girthy meat or a playful tongue in my rosy cheeks, and I will be begging on my hands and knees to please feed my greed.
Wow. That is... I got to give that round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. That was dope. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
You know, there's such a duality in who I am as a woman. There's a part of me that's very shy, and there's that very freaky, you know, uninhibited side of me as well. So when the shy person hears the uninhibited Gina, it's quite entertaining.
I see. Wow, look at
that. I know. I'm totally blushing right now. Oh, my gosh. But thank you. Thank you so much.
That's so dope, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I would have never thought it. Like, seriously. Like, wow, interesting. Spanking. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
For those that are listening, and for those that's listening, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she's, like, overall just talented and real arty and everything, so make sure you check her out on SoundCloud. State your SoundCloud out so people can check your music out. Well, check your slams out and or
yeah, SoundCloud.com/Chinamama with the Y, so Chynamama, Chinamama.
Go check her out, y'all. Support her, you know, and she got more stuff. She got some great stuff on there. Tell us about that 20-minute. You know, that 20-minute poetry you have?
Dom in Atrix. So that is actually a story about a dominatrix. I'm a switch. I am a submissive, and I'm a dominant as well. And in that story, I write about how she wants to dominate him and how she is creating a whole dungeon experience for her male submissive. And it is a 20-minute piece, and it's a story. It's not a poem. It's
okay.
Just visually taking you into the experience of how she mentally prepares herself, how she grooms herself, and what her goal is in giving him the ultimate experience so that she can really push him past his limits, and he is completely ready to do so. Mm-hmm.
Nice. So make sure y'all check the story out. And is trust me, it's very, very entertaining, very ear-pilling as well. And also you can
thank
learn.
Thank
you.
You
know? So make sure y'all check her out and support her. And, okay, over, I know you went on a hiatus. I think it was like a 30-day, 31-day hiatus.
Yes, for the full month.
And, right. And I caught like probably like 3 to 5 minutes of the video you just put out on your Facebook. Can you please elaborate, you know, saying on that for us?
It was just reflecting on how the month went for me. You know, Facebook got to be a little bit too much. It's starting to feel like a job. Checking in,
mm-hmm.
I was looking at Facebook messages. It was just overwhelming, and I needed to get away. And in that space, I wanted to clean up some stuff, you know, clear some boxes that I needed to take care of at home. And
right.
With Mercury's retrograde, things slow down and you become reflective anyway, for any of you out there who are familiar with it. And during that time, I went to Lightning in a Bottle in Bradley, California, which is not too far from Sacramento. It's a lot of, you know, kind of hands-on healing, sound baths and theta healing and that kind of thing, and saw a keynote speaker who is Neil Donald Walsh. He wrote a book called Conversations with God, and it's a book that started me on my spiritual journey, and seeing him was completely surreal for me. It was I was very emotional seeing him because I was so grateful, you know, just for everything that has transpired in my life because of just picking up the book and reading him.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just, you know, being reflective, you know, I had a couple of breakups in, meaning I lost a very, very good friend, and I also lost the love, and, you know, just feeling, again, very reflective, and what is the lesson, and what is this that I'm supposed to be enduring at this time, and, you know, what is life supposed to be about, and again, for Mercury's retrograde, that is what you do. You re-everything, reflect, you redo, you re-up, you do whatever it is you can to just start from a clean slate.
Right.
Because you can, you know. So that's what the 30 days was about, and now I feel rejuvenated. I'm still coming down from the spiritual experience at Lightning in a Bottle. And obviously the emotional stuff that I've dealt with over the last week or so. And so I'm ready to move on and expand my business and keep performing. There's a new show that I'll be doing at the end of the month called Ménage à Trois, a poetry production with a live act that will be acting out our poetry for us. So I'm very, very excited about that as well.
Wow. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait. Make sure Vegas is on that. Make sure Vegas is somewhere down the line so I can come out and just, you know, support the whole movement, the whole, you know, the whole Gina thing, and I'm with
it. Thank you.
So just let me know and I'll be there. So it's just going to be a great thing. So you rejuvenated, you refreshed, you ready to. So what's going to happen now? Like, after this, you went through this spiritual journey, like, with the year that, you know, in 2015, the year that's going into 2016, what can we expect from you now?
You know, 2015, for my spiritualists out there, 2015 is moving with a swiftness. You better get on the boat now, because things are moving. The minute you speak something into existence, you don't see it 2 or 3 months down the line. You see it 2 days later. And anybody who's really paying attention to the signals can vouch for that. So
right.
I'm very cautious with my thoughts, very cautious with what I put out there. I'm very conscious, especially now after the cleansing, I'm very conscious of what my new goals are or, you know, reiterating my goals. And it's really to continue in my performances, continue writing, possibly creating my own poetry event. I've always wanted to do a festival, and I'm a colon hydrotherapist by trade. I own my own business. I've been in business for almost 4 years now, and the goal is to franchise, and we are looking to expand with 2 more locations, hopefully by the end of 2016. So we're looking at possibly the East Coast, but we'd like to stay local for sure. But we are branding our products so that we can franchise it out, and we can just really expand across the country and maybe even across the world.
Cool. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, y'all.
Thank you.
Not only is she told with the words and this and that, the beauty and all that, but she also got some business mind. So you can most definitely get that whole, man, she's gifted, y'all. Like I said, she's dope. So make sure y'all just keep on supporting her and saluting her and stuff like that. So if people want to get in contact with you and want you to come and do business or want you to, you know, do a poetry set, how could they get in contact with you?
They could reach out to me on Facebook at facebook.com/ChinaMama, same handle as SoundCloud. Or Chino Mama on Twitter. So if that's easier for people to reach out to me. On Instagram, Chino Mama 1 with the number 1 at the end. And so they're probably the best ways to reach out to me right now.
Cool.
So,
make sure
you
hit her up. Say hi. See you holler back. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Hit her up, y'all. Support her. And go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, with colon hydrotherapy, a lot of people don't know the importance of a clean colon and what it does ultimately over time to your body and your mind. And my goal is also to educate people on the benefits, especially our people of color in our communities. You know, we eat so poorly in our communities, and there's long-term effects. And, you know, the pharmaceutical companies, their goal is to keep us on medication, you know, to continue to poison us so we can continue to go to the doctor and continue to empty our pockets, put our money into theirs. My goal is to really rejuvenate and revive our community so that we can take care of ourselves instead of having to depend on outside sources. So anyone has any questions about it, I'm definitely an open book, and you guys can reach out to me if you have questions or if you know someone that needs the help as well.
Cool. Hey, look, y'all. I was just going to ask her something along the lines that she just answered it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up right there. I was just going to ask you something about that, but
okay.
She already gave me the answer for her. So
I jumped the gun, didn't I?
Wow. I was like, wow, I was just going to ask that. But it's good, though. That's a good, beautiful thing. But before we get out, is there anything you want to say, any shout-outs or anything you want to say?
You know, to mainly, my friends are mainly more interactive on Facebook, so I definitely want to say hi to everybody out there. And thank you to all of my loves who have, you know, checked in with me because I have been gone. You know, shout out to Michelle and Shannon, you know, who were diligent on checking in on me every couple of days. Hey, you good? I miss you. You know, what's going on? Are you okay? And that really means a lot, you know. And, you know, to my favorite poet and mentor, AJ One, he has been a great teacher, and I just want to give him a shout out because he has been a very great influence for me. So definitely honoring him and his work as well.
Sweet. That's what's up. Hey, I just want to say thanks for coming through and jamming with me, and it's been a pleasure and an honor at the same time. And,
absolutely.
You know, my door is always open.
Thank
all
you.
But that's a 24-hour
I have to say this, though, with you, Tone, you have been your energy is so off the charts for me. I love you. Even though I've never met you, I could feel you from a distance, and I really, really appreciate your vibe. You have always come to me with so much respect and so much love, and I just can't thank you enough because that I honor that. You know, there aren't a lot of people that do that. And you came at me just with a pure heart, and really just appreciate you so much for being that way with me.
Thanks. No, you know, saying that means a lot. Same here, you know, and I just respect those, you know what I'm saying? If I'm feeling somebody and I understand them, you know, and they have a good heart, I can always recognize that. So it's best to be on a positive than negative any day. You know,
absolutely.
Again,
thank you.
That's what it's about. But we're gonna continue to rock and stay in touch, and we got you over here. So I just can't wait till you put out a book.
It's coming. I've had a few people ask me already, and you know, my mind is always that I'm too humble and maybe I'm not ready, or you know, it's just I honoring so many artists that are just so phenomenal. You can't help but compare. And just go, you know what, those people are definitely more ready than I am. But I've had enough people ask me that maybe it is time. I think I'll definitely do that.
Okay, cool. Hey, I'm getting it. Yeah, I mean, so that's where is that?
Thank you.
But,
thank you.
We're going to head out and check out the replays of the show throughout the whole day, the whole week. And it's the first show of the summer, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep it going.
Yay.
Again into the star, you know, so. Everything's a beautiful experience. I got some crazy guests coming in and some crazy music coming as well. So just be on the lookout. AGFR, we out. And God bless. I love all you. Gina, love you. We're going to keep it rocking.
Love you, man.
Keep doing the thing. And we is out. Peace.
Peace. Peace.
All my life I had to fight. All my life I hard times like yeah, bad trips like yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. But pretty Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record.